Hi, Steve West here, and here's another classic air check.
Hey, there it is, our Boss Jock Pick of the Week on Much More Music, WHBQ Radio, The Stones and 19th Nervous Breakdown.
Charles Allen with WHBQ 2020 News at 20 minutes after 5 o'clock. Memphis has done it again. Mrs. Lady Bird Johnson today gave Mrs. Roger Schaefer a trophy for Memphis efforts in civic improvement and beautification. It was the 26th straight year that Memphis took the award. Mrs. Schaefer said in Washington,
Memphis was given one of the first place winners for outstanding continuous program of civic improvement and beautification. The trophy was presented to us by Mrs. Lyndon Johnson. In making the presentation, Mrs. Johnson told me to be sure and tell everybody in Memphis that how proud she is of the work that everybody has done, the amount of civic participation, and the beautification program that we have in Memphis.
Billionaire Sykeston, Missouri businessman Joel Montgomery flew to Memphis in his private plane today in a surprise ending to a four-year-old extradition feud. The 45-year-old Montgomery was booked at the Shelby County Jail and released on $2,000 bond. Montgomery has been fighting extradition for 4 years in the tragic death of Glenda Wiles here in 1959. He has maintained his innocence, and the former Missouri governor backed him, refused to issue extradition papers. Montgomery was not driving the car at the time of the accident, but he was an occupant, and under Tennessee law, is liable. The City Board of Education has increased its 1966 fiscal budget. Don Stevens reports for WHBQ 2020 News.
The budget calls for an expenditure of $43,533,696, for those of you who like your figures correct, or 12% more than last year. However, officials are quick to point out that they are not asking for any more money percentage-wise from the city or from the county than was given last year. Increased monies will come from the state, federal government, and from increased assessments in both the city and the county. Board member John Shea noted this will still leave the per pupil expenditure in Memphis almost 25% under the national average, although it was acknowledged the gap is being closed. This is Don Stevens, WHBQ 2020 News.
This is WHBQ, first in Memphis with 2020 News.
If you have no appreciation for depreciation, the Tiger you buy should be not quite new. From Kettle.
There's been little comment from Memphians concerning the Vietnam War that has presented itself in the form of a letter, or other words, for our congressman. Most favor the government policy in force. Don Folsom in Washington has the story.
Congressmen George Grider and Tom Murray are not getting much mail from constituents on the Vietnam War. The offices of the Memphis area lawmakers report an apparent lack of interest in the Southeast Asian conflict on the part of the folks back home. Grider's office says of the 1,000 letters the congressman receives each week, only about 10 deal with Vietnam. And most of his recent Vietnam mail endorses his appeal to President Johnson to take the matter to the United Nations. Murray's office reports that of the few letters concerned with Vietnam, most seem to support the administration's policies. Don Folsom, WHBQ 2020 News, reporting from Washington.
A three-alarm fire raged through part of a complex at the Davis Cabinet Company in South Nashville this morning. Exploding lacquer and other combustibles hampered firemen's efforts to bring the blaze under control for a while. From Nashville came this latest report.
Lipscomb Davis, Jr., one of the partners in the corporation, has declined to estimate the damage, but it is believed to be very extensive. One fireman fell from a ladder, but was not seriously hurt. That apparently was the only injury. This is Chuck Scott in Nashville reporting for WHBQ 2020 News.
And this afternoon, another fire in Nashville. Here is that report again from Nashville.
Fire gutted a large portion of the Nashville Surgical Company this afternoon. Damage was estimated up to $250,000. Fire officials put four engines, a hook and ladder unit, into the operation to bring the blaze under control. The blaze was confined to the inside of the brick building. No engines reported in the fire. The blaze was believed to have been started when an employee tried to sweep up a highly inflammable chemical that had spilled onto the floor. Static electricity from the room is believed to have ignited the chemicals.
Testimony was disclosed on Capitol Hill today that showed Defense Secretary McNamara is opposed to a major bombing assault on North Vietnamese industrial targets. McNamara feels that such attacks would not halt the fighting in the South. You're seconds away for much more music on the Jay Cook Show. Cloudy with little change in temperature tonight through tomorrow, with occasional rain tonight, continuing tomorrow and ending early tomorrow night. A low tonight of 40, a high tomorrow of 45, a low tomorrow night of 35. Probability of rain tonight and tomorrow greater than 90%. Charles Allen with WHBQ 2020 News, where you heard it first.